5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful, beautiful day. You know what time it is. It is Worship Wednesday. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be here in this hour to kick it with you. Listen, I'm excited about today's show. I hope your day has been going well. As always, we're going to kick off the show with some prayer. We're going to check the weather, and then we're going to have a conversation. Listen, I want to share something with you that may help you. Despite what you may be going through, and you may not be going through anything, but remember that God deserves the worship when we're up or when we're down. We have to remember that worship is important. As always, if you are not following the Roar of Judah on social media, please go and do so. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can reach us at www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. If you would like to become a sponsor, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. If you would like to donate, you can reach us on the website and hit the donate button. We'll greatly appreciate you. Let's jump off into this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful day. Without you, we are nothing. Let us have the right hearts, Lord, to serve. Let us have the right mind to serve. Help us to have humility. Help us to have patience in loving one another. Help us to have grace for one another. For the person that may be lacking, may you fill their cup. For those who may be hungry, may you feed them with your word. May you always get the glory from all that we do. Let us not take your glory for our own account. Thank you for your patience and your love and your kindness towards us, O Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, tribe, you know what that means. It's time to go to work. Listen, if you are not following the Roar Judah radio show and podcast, this is important. Pay attention. Please go and do so. That's The Roar of Judah on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You will find all the latest news and updates. Also, I want to take a moment to shout out everyone who's been tuning in on the show and on the podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, if you miss the radio show, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can go check out the replay on the Roar of Judah podcast every afternoon at 4:30 Central Standard Time. I just want to make that clear. You don't have to miss the show. I know people be working, you at the gym, you got other stuff going on. I get it. But you can always catch that replay on the Roar of Judah podcast. Now that's spinning on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Greatly appreciate you. I wanna touch base with all of my faith-based businesses. If you would like to partner and sponsor the Roar Judah radio show and podcast, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Now, you guys got to be with me for a moment while I get my plugs in. Shout out to my man over at the RH3 show, my brother. Shout out to you. I see you. I want to take a moment and just shout out all the entrepreneurs. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your sleepless nights. You help the world do what it do. You are creative. You are intelligent. You slick a genius. You do know that, right? But shout out to the barbers, the hairstylists, the entrepreneurs that have bakeries, food trucks, whatever it is that you do, and you are an entrepreneur and you're putting your blood, sweat, and tears in it, I want to say shout out to you. I want to also say that, let me just be clear for just a moment. The Roy Judah podcast and radio show, thank God, our sole purpose is to spread the good news and share wisdom, inspiration, the power of faith, and prayer. That is our sole purpose. We are not perfect as people. We are all flawed. We have all sinned. But the goal every day is to push forward despite our shortcomings. I want you to understand that no one's perfect, and we need to have grace not only for others, but for ourselves. I want you to stop being so hard on yourself. Listen to me. I need you to stop being so hard on yourself. Life is but a vapor. And if you spend your entire life beating yourself up over shortcomings and flaws and mistakes and failures, you will never see the beauty of the journey. I felt that in my spirit. You will never see the beauty of the journey. And the journey is more important than the destination. Never forget that the journey is where your character is being developed. Enjoy the process. Let God do His work. Let me say this. Let God do His work. Don't ever get in the way of God. It'll be a sad day. Let God have His way. Stop resisting and give Him all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. Every up and every down deserves the same praise and the same worship and the same prayers and the same faith. You gotta stay focused. It's getting rough out here. It's getting tighter out here. And you gotta keep God first. That is the only way that we're going to win. But I want you to have grace for yourself just as you have grace for others. Have that same grace for yourself. And don't put yourself in no position where you have to come out of your character. Listen, the Roy Judah Radio Show, we'll be right back. What's good, tribe? It's your favorite podcast host, Juma Saleem from the Roy Judah Podcast Show, with some exciting news. That's right, some exciting news. The Roy Judah will be airing right here on Gospel 107.1 FM, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Looking for motivation, inspiration, empowerment, and business news? Well, join the tribe at 3 p.m. on January the 22nd. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Listen, I love that song. I ran across that song sometime last week, and I have not stopped playing that song. That is my morning anthem, ready to pour. Listen to me. It is Worship Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's time to worship. Now, we worship in multiple ways, but today we're going to have a discussion about life storms. And I don't want to make every show about difficulties and hardships, because everyone may not be in that place. But I do want to focus on the connection between difficulties, hardships, and adversity with faith, prayer, and worship, and how it corresponds, if that makes sense. So during life's storms, we must be willing to find the strength to worship in challenging times. Listen to me. I cannot be the only one, and I will not let y'all leave me out here on the edge by myself. Have you ever found it challenging to worship during difficult times? Now listen, you gotta be honest with yourself here. In difficult moments, our worship is challenged. Have you ever noticed that during difficult times, the intensity of your prayer, your worship, and your praise is often different than during good times. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm tripping. But during good times, we often let our guard down just a little bit because we're riding this spiritual high. We're on this wave. And we have to remember that the intensity of our worship must remain the same during good times and bad times. When we lift our voices in praise, we invite the presence of God to comfort us and give us strength, despite the good or the bad. See, we can't change the way that we praise, because the enemy is watching, he is lurking, and he's looking to devour. So we cannot let up on how we praise. Listen to me, Psalms 34:1, King James Version. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Nowhere in that scripture does it say anything about the difference between good times and bad times. It simply says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Listen to me. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually, that means constantly, be in my mouth. That's Psalms 34:1, King James Version. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So I want you to understand that God is with you despite what you may be going through, but we have to remain steadfast in the way that we pray, the way that we worship, and the way that we praise. I want you to understand that there is power in worship. There's power in prayer. There's even power in the way that you do what you do with your faith. We have to learn how to use those weapons. Too often we want to hear this motivational speech stuff, and society is pushing this narrative that yes, you can do all things for Christ, and it sounds good, but is it Bible though? We got to get back to Bible. That's where the power is. Yes, you can motivate me and all this, but here's the thing: what happens when the motivation wears off? Now, I don't want to go too deep, but think about it. If you have a trainer in a gym and he's always motivating you, and as long as he's motivating you, you work hard. But what happens when the motivator is not motivating you no more? Do you still have that same intensity to go work out? Listen, I'm going to go ahead and mind my business. But anyways, worship is not just a response to blessings. This is why I said we cannot get into this mindset of a motivational type of thinking, because life is full of uncertainties and hardships and death. And motivation has no power against death. We need the word. Worship, again, is not just a response to blessings. It is powerful. It is a powerful weapon against adversity. And we have to worship in spirit and in truth. We have to shift our focus from our circumstances. Too often we get caught up on our circumstances. Listen to me. Our circumstances cannot dictate anything unless we give it power. I want to say that again. My circumstances cannot dictate anything unless I give it power. God is in control despite what our circumstances may say or show us. All right. In God's presence, there is refuge, there is safety. So when we praise, when we pray, when we have faith, we are in God's refuge. There is protection. There is a wedge of protection around us when we have that continuous praise. See, we got to fill our lips with a continuous praise. See, we find strength to endure and courage to overcome when we have a continuous praise. Listen to me. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, I believe, King James Version, it says, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Woo. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." I want to stop right there. "For my strength," not my strength or your strength, but in his strength, "is made perfect in weakness." For some reason, society has painted this narrative that nobody should be weak. But in humility is where you find strength in Christ. Don't get me started. Holy Spirit, I hear you. You work. We have to find our strength in Christ, not in our own abilities. Listen to me. Not in our own abilities. We have all been given a measure of faith. Yes. We all have been given gifts and tools and talents. Yes. But our ultimate strength comes from Christ. Again, 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee." That means you. "For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Y'all don't get me started today. Listen, 4:13, King James Version, all-time favorite. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me." That means I can go through hardships through Christ, who strengthens me. I can go through uncertainties through Christ, which strengthens me. I can go through death and mourning, woo, through Christ, who strengthens me. We cannot forget that our power comes from Christ. I want to say something really quick that you may or you may not know. God gets all the glory and the praise. Christ has all the power. That's why he's seated at the right hand side. God does everything with his right hand because Christ has all the power. Don't get me started today. As always, we'll be right back.
Baby, let's go!
Alrighty, tribe, we are back. So will I. Very, very powerful worship song. If that song is not in your playlist, please add that song to your worship playlist right now. As always, if you are not following The Roar of Judah radio show and podcast on social media, please go and do so. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Greatly appreciated. Also, really quickly, if you have not shared The Roar of Judah radio show and podcast with at least 2 people, come on now, two people. It takes 2 seconds to share The Roar of Judah radio show and podcast with at least 2 people. Don't forget, you can catch the replay. If you missed the 3 o'clock airing Eastern Standard Time, you can catch the replay Central Standard Time at 4:30. We'll have that available for you on the podcast. Also, if you have not checked out any of season 2, that's right, season 2 of the Roar of Judah podcast, please go and do so. I've been getting a lot of feedback from that. I want to thank God. You know, he has really blessed the podcast. I think we're in 9 countries now. That's all God. Shout out to my people over in Turkey who's listening. I appreciate you. My people out in LA, I appreciate you. The United States, you know, we love you guys. But the other countries I want to show love to as well. Definitely want to send some love to Russia. Got a few listeners in Russia. I appreciate you. We're talking about the power of worship during difficult times. And in James 1:2-3, King James Version, I believe, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." Listen to me. Life is full of hardships. I want to get that through your head because I have this thing against prosperity preaching. prosperity teaching, because you get people's hopes up that life is supposed to be a cakewalk, and that is not what the Bible says. That is not what the word is talking about. The word is talking about hardships and calamities. Picking up a cross has nothing to do with a skip and a walk. I want you to hear me very clearly. Picking up your cross has nothing to do with a skip and a walk. You will be tried. Do you hear me? You will be tried. You will be persecuted. The word says that. That's why we got to stay with Bible and not so much motivation. Motivation is good. But when I think of motivation, I think of somebody going to the gym. I need to be equipped. Woo, let me work. I need to be equipped. When you go into the gym, yeah, you need some motivation. Because sometimes you be being a little sluggish. But we're talking about going out into this world where there is evil and darkness. I need to be equipped. So that's what we're here for, to equip one another. Don't get me started. But we must count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. That is a mouthful right there. That's letting you know that there's going to be some crazy stuff happening in life, and you must count it joy. We have to find peace through worship. I don't know about you, but I enjoy just some downtime quietness and just some good worship music. It changes my perspective. It changes my heart posture. Let me work. Worship changes my heart posture. Write that down. Write that down. Write that down. Worship, true worship, changes my heart posture. Not only does it change my heart posture, it changes my position of my heart. Oh, that's good. Listen to me. It changes my position. It changes my perspective. And it changes my posture. Write that down. Holy Spirit, you work this thing. It changes my posture, my position, and my perspective. Woo-wee. That's the Holy Spirit. That is not me. Listen to me. True worship will change your posture, your position, and your perspective. Because life is full of chaos. Life is full of trials. And we have to find a way to allow our worship to become a sanctuary of peace. Woo. We have to lay all our burdens down, and we have to find rest in God. I'm going to say it again. We have to find rest in God, not in our abilities, not in our thinking. Because, see, we always mess up when we get into our thinking. You're thinking this way, but in reality, God got something all the way different for you. That's because he said, lean not on your what? There you go. You know what the words say? I'm going to say it again. He said, lean not on your what? I can't hear you. That's right. Lean not on your own understanding. You with me? You might know a little Bible. Here we go. Listen, we have to not lean on our own understanding, because our understanding is not God's way. Woo. Listen, it's why he says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Too often we are thinking about the negative outcome too much. The what if factor. Ooh, we talked about that. We're thinking about the what if factor. What if this happened? What if this happened? And instead of thinking about God has already worked it all the way out, I don't have anything to worry about, I'm just going to enjoy this moment. Too many times we miss moments because we're worrying about the what if. Please don't get me started. When we lift our hearts in worship, we have an exchange. And this exchange changes our posture, our position, and our perspective. And we are able to bring our burdens and lay them at his feet. Oh my God, don't get me started. We have to understand that anxiety is another form of worry. And we have to lay everything down, despite what we may be feeling. Too many times there have been occurrences in my life where I laid it down and then I went back and picked it up. Now, here's the crazy part about it. I went back and I picked it up, but the only thing that I did with it was carry it around. Ooh, Holy Spirit, you work. You work it, Holy Spirit. The only thing that I could do with it was carry it around. I couldn't change it. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't transform it. I couldn't do nothing with it. So I end up having to take it back and lay at his feet. How many times have you done that? Be honest. We in this moment. It's Worship Wednesday. We in this moment. How many times have you picked something up? A thought, an action, a behavior, a habit, a conversation, an issue, and you laid it at his feet, and then you went back and you picked it up, and then where did you go with it? I'll wait. I'll wait, because we end up having to take it right back because it's too much for us to bear. Please, it's Worship Wednesday. Don't get me started. We still got Thankful Thursday and Financial Friday. Don't get me started today. There's nothing you can do with it. Whatever it is that you are trying to hold on to, just take it back and lay it at the altar right now. In the name of Jesus, you take it back and you lay it at the altar. The worry, the dysfunction, the uncertainty, the what if. Yes, Lord. Whatever it is, take it back and lay it at the altar. It's already done. It's already taken care of. But the moment that you go pick it back up, you on your own. Now, God's going to watch you and keep you in all your ways. That's his word. But this is the thing. You don't want to carry that. Just take it back to the altar and lay it back down. It's going to be all right. Because Romans 8:28 says it. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We have to understand that we have a purpose and that we've been called so that we don't have to worry about carrying things. Ooh-wee, that was good. I don't have to carry it when I know that it's working for my good. And I love God. You got to lay it down at the altar and don't pick it back up. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe. We are back. It's Worship Wednesday and it's the afternoon check-in. Here's your weather report. Clarksville, Tennessee, 65 degrees and sunny. The Bahamas, it's a beautiful 72, very windy. Be careful out there. Charlotte, North Carolina, Queen City, it's 55 degrees, sunny and strong winds. Button up. Nashville, Tennessee, 65 degrees, sunny. St. Louis, it's 57 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. Tighten up. Memphis, Tennessee, the M, 62 degrees, partly cloudy. Oak Grove, Kentucky, 64 degrees, sunny with a few clouds. Salisbury, North Carolina, the home team, 53 degrees, sunny and strong winds. You guys button up out there. Stay safe. Statesville, North Carolina, the home team, 53 degrees, sunny and strong winds. Listen, I'm going to give a quick shout out to the Triad. Shout out to the Triad. Shout out to South Carolina, Spartanburg, Greenville, Columbia, all of those places. North and South Carolina, shout out to you. That's the home team. That's the fam. We appreciate you. It's Worship Wednesday, as always. We always need to find a sacred space to include God in every single detail of our lives. That is the only way that we're going to remain safe and sane in this crazy world, and it's only getting crazier. I want to say true worship unlocks the gates of heaven, and I believe that's why it says you must worship in spirit and truth, because when you worship in spirit and truth, the gates are unlocked, the windows open, and the blessings fall down. Now, when I say blessings, I don't mean
baby, let's go.
Tangible things, all right? But I mean the true blessings of God. Perfect peace, joy, the fruits of the Spirit. Those things fall down in abundance upon our lives. We have to be willing to lift our voices in challenging times, just as well as the good times. And we have to allow God's presence to saturate our environments. Can I say that? We have to allow God's presence to saturate our environment. It's almost like, when I think about it, it's almost like, have you ever been at home and, you know, things may have not been going well in your day and you were just sitting around? You said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to start cleaning up. Didn't that change your environment? When you put on a little worship music and you started cleaning up, the more that you worshiped and you praised and you sang songs and you lifted up your voice, the more that your environment changed. Ooh, let me work. If I could be honest, your power lies in your ability to shift your atmosphere. Let me work. Listen to me. Sometimes we need to shift the atmosphere wherever we go. If you're going to the grocery store and it kind of seems weird, shift the atmosphere. Start singing a song. Listen to some worship music in your earbuds or your AirPods or whatever you're working with. Shift the atmosphere. When you walk into a room, shift the atmosphere. Your environment does not dictate anything. You dictate the environment. Everything happens when we give a true praise. Don't get me started. God delights in our praise and our worship. There's a scripture that talks about a sweet smelling fragrance, and our worship has the ability to do that. Our worship has the ability to become a sweet fragrance that rises to his throne. And it pleases his ear, and it stirs his heart with joy when we praise in truth and in spirit. Listen, family, it is Worship Wednesday. I love kicking it with you guys for this whole hour. I call it the power hour. Don't forget, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. You should have a lot to be thankful for. Friday is Financial Friday. We're going to get some financial tips. I have some exciting things coming up. Stay tuned. And as always, enjoy your weekend as it approaches. But today is Worship Wednesday. So you have two more days before it's your weekend. Shout out to all of the people who are tuning in right now. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. As we close the show out, I want to say that God is in everything all the time. As always, you are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. One love.